RadioMD. RadioMD.com.
Dr. Michael Fenster is a cardiologist, a gourmet chef, author, TV personality, and host of Code Delicious. Here's Dr. Mike.
Hello, Food Nation, Healthy Nation. You know, we often hear how important a positive outlook is, how powerful the mind is in maintaining health or recovering if we have an illness of some kind or other. And I could tell you as a clinician, attitude really, really is everything, especially when it comes to turning our lives around, making new starts, new beginnings, or getting rid of old and bad habits. And today on the program, delighted to have Dr. Robert Silverman to discuss the whole body, mind, body balance interaction. Now, Dr. Silverman has way more initials after his name than me, so we got to definitely listen to this guy. He graduated magna cum laude from the University of Bridgeport College of Chiropractic Medicine. He's got a master's in science and human nutrition, extensive list of accomplishments. I'll just highlight a few. He's a certified nutrition specialist, certified clinical nutritionist, certified strength and conditioning specialist, a kinesio practitioner, NASM certified corrective exercise specialist, certified sports nutritionalist from the International Society of Sports Nutrition, definitely not shabby. And he also happens to be on the advisory board for Functional Medicine University, frequent contributor to Fox News Radio, been on the television there, we're on Fox and Friends, CBS News as a health expert, and I could go on and on, but we actually want to get him on the segment and get some information. So Dr. Silverman, welcome to the program. Thanks for being here.
It's my pleasure. Great to be here.
So let me just back up for our listeners, because, you know, this is one of those terms that's kind of thrown around. It can get a little new agey, you know, mind, body balance, the power of the mind. What exactly are we talking about?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Like you said, new agey, but most people don't realize that there's tremendous connections between the mind, the gut, and the whole concept of balance. You were talking about the microbiome before, and there's a tremendous tie-in between the microbiome and the brain just through the enteric nervous system. The gut is the second brain, so there's a whole tie.
So when people have gut feelings about something, there really is a connection there going back in the decision-making process. And so, you know, I just have spoken and you know, one of the things that I lecture on is this connection between, you know, what we eat, how it impacts our gut bacteria, and then in turn, how that affects us, you know, in measurable kind of physical quantity, atherosclerosis and, you know, C-reactive protein. But it also affects our mind is kind of what you're getting at, right?
Clearly, that direct tie between the gut and the brain is very vast. And clearly, when you consume different foods, you can change your microbiome, like you were talking about before, within one meal within 24 hours.
And so, basically, we can choose something to eat that can have a positive effect or a negative effect, but we talk about a mind-body balance, so it has to work the other way around too. Because does what we eat affect our mind, or are we in charge? Are we deciding what to eat, or are we being told what to eat?
I mean, it goes both ways, but I clearly think that the brain, our mind, is telling us what's going on. Because when you really think about it, all the different types of hormones are coming from our brain. And, you know, if you want to speak hormones, and we don't want to get too sciencey, we've got the leptin and the ghrelin and things like that. Ghrelin, the hunger hormone, leptin, don't eat, and things like that. So there's that direct tie from the mind to the balance of the body.
And, you know, what's really interesting, you bring that up, this sort of satiated response. And you know, that's actually, you know, what people end up taking a lot of pills for, to go on diets, you know, et cetera. But there was a great study where that was done in England, I think probably about a year or so ago. And what they did was they were able to deliver short chain fatty acids. And I might add, they are saturated fats. Oh my goodness. There we go with the healthy fats again. But these saturated short chain fatty acids actually mimic what the gut bacteria produce when you eat certain foods. And what it did was shut down the hunger response in people. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. And we all know that fat is our friend. It is not our foe anymore. I mean, we've got all those new information and new books coming out speaking about fat. It's in how fat acts in the kind of consumption, especially the omega-3 fatty acids like a DHA, really aids in human brain function because it's such a strong component of cell membranes. And that cell membrane, like you were talking about, facilitates neuron-to-neuron communication.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people don't realize, my background, I'm not a neurologist, I'm a cardiologist, but, fat oxidation is actually, fats are the preferred fuel of the heart, and our fattest organ is actually our brain. And as you said, we replace a certain percentage of those fats every day. We're turning them over. I like to think if I'm working really hard and doing my job and thinking hard, I should eat a little bit more fat because I'm burning it up. I don't know if there's science behind that, but hey, it makes the food taste better. And speaking of which, are there any foods you recommend that can help us achieve a better mind-body balance?
Absolutely. For me, I would eat the following foods to bring on a proper mind balance to body. So root vegetables, garlic, turmeric, they usually provide a steady state of energy and relieve some mental stress. Just overall greens, because greens really provide quality minerals, and they also, the greens, help us curb those sugar cravings that everybody needs so bad. I like ancient grains. We're trying to avoid the man-made carbs. Jack O'Lane once said, if man makes it, I won't eat it. So the ancient grains are fine. Quinoa, flower seed, teff, buckwheat, amaranth, they all provide a proper amount of amino acids and protein so the body can stay healthy, and they've got all the vitamins, fiber, and magnesium. In addition, they help you calm down and provide a steady, natural stream of energy. A couple of quick herbs, oregano, basil, and sage, thyme. They have a very calming effect on people who consume them. They really balance, and this is how they calm people, they balance gastrointestinal balance and harmony. And to speak to what you did before, healthy quality fats, avocados, olives, raw coconut, raw nuts and seeds, they provide all the B vitamins and fats, and they give a sense of calm to the brain, in addition to helping your body absorb specific nutrients.
And just in listening to your list, which sounds a lot like my grocery list when I go out, every day. And it's one of the things that I really teach. In addition to being a cardiologist, as a chef, I'm all about flavorful, delicious food. I mean, we're on this earth a short time. I want to enjoy it. And I think that when we enjoy our food and it tastes great, I would think that that has a positive effect on the mind, balance, body. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. I mean, when you really think about it, if you have a happy patient, you have a compliant patient. If you have a happy person, life is grand. How many of our patients come in and one of the biggest problems that we face with them is getting them over their pseudo-depression? Interestingly enough, to speak to what we consume, research has now discovered that depression could be an allergic reaction to inflammation caused by excessive sugar.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up. I just gave a medical grand rounds and talked about, and I sort of threw myself in the lion's den going before, the conventional medical doctors. I was standing there in the pit, if you will, where the lecture hall was filled, talking about red meat, cardiovascular disease, fats, and, sort of speaking a little bit of heresy, but with the data to back it up. And I went through how we came about to find fat as our foe. And one of the very interesting things is way back 50 years ago, there was a lot of evidence, and some of the doctors who were on the panel actually recommended that we look towards sugar and refined carbohydrates as the problem and the cause of the rise in atherosclerosis and associated conditions. So the data has been there for over half a century.
Yeah, it's funny, and I'm not trying to pick on the cardiologist, but in 1971...
I'm a cardiologist. You can pick on me. That's fine.
All right,
I pick on myself.
I'm a chiropractor and perish the thought. But, within the concepts of our common ground in functional medicine and functional nutrition, we found out that the U.S. government wanted to stop heart attacks, and they said to decrease fat and increase carbohydrates. Since then, we've had an increase, a prodigious increase of diabetes and obesity, so much so that we live in the United States of diabetes now, and we've got this parallel coming up because of those change, because of all the synthetic carbs. To speak to the synthetic carbs, the average American consumes 8 to 15% of the caloric content from high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, that is one of the, and you know, you gave a great list of what folks should be looking for when they shop, and I think let's, you know, go and repeat that on the other side of the coin if we can, because in my latest book, The Fallacy of the Calorie, there is a whole section dedicated to the science behind why we absolutely must eliminate high fructose corn syrup from the diet. So I think you've touched on, you know, my red light goes off when I hear high fructose corn syrup. What are some other things folks should avoid?
Well, any kind of large amounts of cane sugar. So, for instance, we just had the new FDA guidelines that happened to be fortunate enough to be on TV. They're talking about now limiting sugar to 10% of our overall caloric intake. Any kind of white flours or any kind of simple, no nutrient-rich carbohydrates really pose an interesting issue. All those additive, artificial sweeteners, even though they have no calories. Remember, we should be counting chemicals and not calories. We should be looking at nutritional value, not calories, to speak to the title of your book.
Well, you are singing, you know, music like a chorus of angels to my ears, or what I am hearing, because I agree 100%. You know, it's something that has only really come about since the food industry really took off, maybe, you know, 50, 75 years or so. You know, 150 years ago, our food was organic. We didn't have to worry about these additives. But what we're finding, to kind of come back to maybe where we started when we're talking about the gut and the mind balance, is that a lot of these additives, the vast majority of which, I might add, there's like 5,000 different additives. The vast, vast majority have never been tested. They're just accepted as under what's called GRAS, which is the generally recognized as safe label. And while they don't interact with us like zero calorie artificial sweeteners, they totally alter the gut microbiome and induce inflammation through that sort of indirect mechanism.
Absolutely. The Harvard study that I spoke about, one day you could change your whole microbiome, your microbiota within your microbiome. And what's interesting is a lot of people say, well, I watch my diet 6 days a week, but on day seven I go for it. That's not helping them. That's not working. That cheat day and that sugar rush isn't working. More so, the picking on sugar, which sugar to me is a toxin. It triggers memory problems and neural inflammation. So the bulk of our Alzheimer's, the fact that we don't respond well to concussion protocols, has a lot to do with our intake of excess sugar. Now, interesting to backtrack to what you said about the gut, which is the gut being 70% of our immune cells. It's essentially the protection of our inner garden versus our outer garden. We can't speak enough of gut health. So you spoke about gut feeling. I ask my patients, do you have the guts to be healthy? What have you done for your guts lately?
That's absolutely, absolutely correct. And I think it's fascinating, you know, from a historical perspective, and I'm a bit of a history buff. One of my new book, which is coming out this summer, called Ancient Eats, looks at the cuisines of what we would consider successful ancient cultures. So like the ancient Greeks were like, they were pretty smart guys. They came up with a lot of stuff. They colonized. And that's not something you do if you're struggling from a nutritional aspect. But, you know, for hundreds of maybe thousands of years, sweeteners and even sugar, when they developed pure cane sugar, it was actually a medicine first.
Yes, but it's in its natural form.
And I think, you know, one of the things that you spoke of was basically to avoid lots of refined white powders. Good rule of thumb. I tell my patients, you know, any sort of refined white powders, let's stay away from those. But, you know, if you do use, and as a chef, you know, we do use some sweeteners. I like to try what I call the redeeming sources. So a little honey, maybe a little brown sugar. It's got molasses, great source of manganese, magnesium, bits of fiber, but the refined sugar, I think I'm with you. It's just a toxin.
Absolutely. You know, when they tested sugar versus cocaine, the winner was sugar in 94% of rats, because they actually preferred the sugar to the cocaine.
I absolutely believe it. And what a lot of people don't realize is, you know, that pathway that you just brought up the opioid pathway, the response to it in our brain, sugar hits those exact same spots. It literally, you know, is a drug of abuse. And I think folks don't realize, you know, the packaging that goes on with these processed foods. So, you know, I travel around the world and I talk to a lot of folks, you know, from Europe or other countries, and they go, the food in America, it's so sweet. I can't even eat the bread. People don't realize that refined sugar and high fructose corn syrup is in baked goods, of all things.
Unbelievable. So when you look at that, you realize in you consuming the bread, just what you spoke about, you get a blood sugar spike. So by getting this blood sugar spike, it'll shoot up quickly and then drop down precipitously. Now, on the way down, your adrenal glands make cortisol to keep your blood sugar stable. So guess what? You're producing fat, you're depositing fat, and what else are you doing? You're getting fatigued.
And you're just keeping that chronic bed of low-level inflammation ongoing.
Meta-inflammation, as we'd love to call it. That low level, like you said, every one of the patients. So me being a chiropractor, I do some manual work. If I could put my arms and my hands behind my back and treat every patient for one thing, I would treat them for inflammation, and obviously gut would be 1A.
Yeah, I don't think we could harp enough that is really at the root of so many of the problems. You know, and I'm an old guy, and I'm a simple guy. You know, when I started, you know, heart attacks were simple. They were, you know, a clot closed the artery. Now we're understanding that it's, you know, not the platelet. It's actually an inflammatory disease. Well, so is diabetes. So is obesity. We're finding out it's not the calories that we consume. As you pointed out, it's the quality of the food that is making us fat. One thing I want to touch on, where can folks go to find more information, get in contact with you, and tell us a little bit about your book that's coming out this summer?
Sure. Thank you so much. You can check my website, drrobertsilverman.com. Facebook, you guys can all follow me at drrobertsilverman. I'm posting all day long. My book, which is due out on Amazon in June, is Inside Out Health, Speaking to the Gut and Everything of That Nature, The Revolutionary Approach to Your Body.
And can you give us a little bit of a teaser? So some of the things in the book that our listeners can maybe start getting forgive me the pun here with the mind-body connection, but a head start on so that they'll be, you know, ready to go when they pick up the book when it comes out this summer. So what are some tips for the audience?
The tips for the audience is, you know, it's a 10-chapter book, but you're going to actually see the philosophy of where manual rehab is in one lane and nutritional biochemistry is in the other, and they both mold and meld together to lead you to optimum health and performance.
That is exciting. And one of the other things that you touched on, and, you know, I've been involved in, And I think is really coming to the forefront is this concept of functional medicine. So since you're a leader in that field, could you again explain for our folks when they hear this term, what does that exactly mean?
Functional medicine is very specific that, you know, unfortunately, many doctors that we go to look at the symptom and just give you a Band-Aid for a bullet wound. A functional medicine expert is looking at the systems of the body and not the system. They're trying to fix you from the inside out via health. And the big takeaway is they're going to spend the time to find out the issues so they can individualize their treatment protocol to enable people to reach their genetic goals.
So what is involved in functional medicine, and how does, you know, if that's a avenue, somebody says, well, you know, I need that. I need a little bit more, or I don't want to just be taking these pills. How does somebody go about finding out? Can they come see you?
They can come see me. You can go to the website or call me at 914-287-6464. We do a very intrinsic type of exam. We do blood work. We do a whole bunch of palpation. And again, we're trying to isolate what's going on inside the body to treat the system and not the symptom.
Dr. Silverman, thanks so much for being on the program today. We've got to have you back on. It's been great. You are listening to Code Delicious with Dr. Mike.